very much involved for doing this out. As you can probably guess from the bio, I've rambled around a little bit. Some people say that it's sort of dumb thing these days to go off live abroad, work abroad, everything like that. I didn't have stayed in Ireland and moved around quite the odds about being cornered. But I'm married and settled and everything like that these days. The first house my wife and I moved into with each other was a place in Charlotte. And I had this huge big garden that was tumbling all over the place. I mean, we were renting at the time, so no one had taken care of the garden at all. I thought this was a chance to flex the old muscles a little bit, show how domestic I can be. So I have a phone here. Let me take off the old briar. Shears reach the arrears of neglect, cleans the air, winks and crushes. This garden reeks of decay. Timber crumbles between thumb and finger. 6 weeks later, brazen as ever, they trumpet persistence. Shape roots the shape of fists at me, gnarly and coated with earth. More intimate with the soil, and I, up to my wrist, rubbing at the shoulders. Their roots make haste to embrace in the sun, when shoulder the thighs with a twist of force. They make short work, as just begun. Feel myself at home. get asked, where's your inspiration from? Whatever, really, whoever, anything at all. One of the other points that really struck me were form letters that I had to type as part of the secretarial course that I took. I still look at the keyboard. I only ever got up to 4 to 5 words per minute. But we have to type out these form letters, copy them word for word and everything like that. And this was one of those songs that left me impact much. Because there was something in the form letters that rang up with me. So dear whoever. You may recall we wrote you some time ago regarding our accident insurance plan. No one likes to dwell on possibilities, but what would happen if something did? Do they all go? How could you take the chance of losing your family expenses and running debt like the best sword if you were hooked up to a fire line to a life support machine? We know it's not likely to happen, but we're banking on your feelings for your family to make sure they're adequately protected from the worst. We hate to burst your bubble, but wouldn't your loved ones be out on a limb if you lost one? Your leg, maybe. Or your arm. Just cut the turkey at Christmas. We know you want to keep them fed.
Relationship knows what it's all like when it comes to domestic.
I'm looking at trying to move into the suburban view of life at the moment, as opposed to the Irish canon of landscape poetry that I'm supposed to be looking at, so I'm doing my head in. So I'm just moving away from all that, just trying to learn about what is actually around me. The portrait. This is our portrait. You being difficult, shuffle files and powders around our room, as if fashioning a ritual of the occult. And me, tucked up in bed, stubborn as the last box with a hole in its toe, warm the night I tried to smash my foot through a charity bush's bulletproof window. I'm patient for our applause at that show. This is a portrait of two refusing to speak. You're slamming drawers. I'd write for weeks rather than utter or mutter a trance-like word. And your flutters, my love, between us. Like a bird in a gilded cage that both of us were making. Bad at each other. Badly in me. Thank you very much for listening.